This is really the one of the most wonderful and fun things I could do, and I can't believe as a company, 2.5 years, I've never done this before. But the most important thing we do as Dream Connections to help clients succeed is to create this relationship between the translator and the client. And obviously today we're here with a very happy story, so we're going to be emotional, and that's totally cool. And while we're here with Ryan and Vera, I'm going to let Ryan calm down a little bit. I'm going to start with Vera. But Vera, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about what you may have done before and you know, how you learned about us and what this experience has been like. I don't even know if you've translated for other companies or not. So just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I met one friend, your friend, when I've been in America. So I lived there for a while, about 4 months, and I've met him when I was traveling. So yeah, and when I came back to my country, and I was looking for a job, and he just said me like, "Oh, I have a good, really good friend, Mark, and he have a big company here in Ukraine, and a lot of American people every year come to Ukraine. So do you want to be a translator?" So, "Oh, I never done this before. I mean, like, I worked with American people, so I know everything. I know culture. I love this. It makes me really happy." So, and I said, "Okay, yeah, I totally agree. I wanted to be a translator, and I want to go to Nikolaev and to work with Mark and Anna." So, and I contacted with Anna, and we had an interview, and she said, yeah, you can come. And so, I mean, like, when I came, I was really scared, and for me, it was a little bit hard. But the first date, when it was meeting, a big meeting on Saturday night, so it was really, really hard. But I'm a strong person. I was trying. So yeah, and now we spend more days together with my client Ryan. So, and I'm really glad that I have the serious man here. So we have met a girl, and now he will be a husband and she will be a wife. So I'm really happy, and it makes me happy, and I can't describe my feelings now. So it's no words, only emotions. Yeah.
All right. We'll slow down. We'll take a little bits at a time. You get overwhelmed, and it's fun. So I'm curious, because I've never asked this before, and it's my wife's business who does working with all of you. And I'm like, she likes to say, you know, she's the work department, I'm the fun department. So I'm just curious, how did Anna help you prepare for your client, prepare for what we do at an event? Did she tell you, or how did she help you get ready for your job?
So yeah, she explained me everything before I came here. She said me how it works, everything, how she looking for girls, how you looking for guys in America. So, and everybody, some people from United States, some people from another country, from London, Great Britain, so from Australia, for example. So I mean, it's really, and She explained me everything, and I just asked her like, "Oh, I've been in the United States, so can I like work with American men?" So, and she said, "Yes, of course, I will find for you American man." So, and now I have a really good man, serious man. So yeah, I really thankful you and Anna for this chance to be here.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Okay, so then we have the first night when, you know, let's talk about you. I haven't had a chance to have the guys tell your story. So let's go back and, you know, get people into a place of where your head was prior to this. I don't know if you watched my videos, if you've been part of the tribe, how long you've been part of the tribe, what your expectation was coming in, and that first night when you got to meet your translator. Kind of get the guys where you were then to at least that first time you guys met.
Yeah, well, I was involved about a month prior to coming here, and I really didn't, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I knew, you know, I was going to get a translator. I knew I was going to get a phone, and things were going to be taken care of from that standpoint. So we met the first night, you know, at the event, and she was quite nervous, a lot of talking, but, you know, it was great. It was great. We got to know each other really well. You know, and over the you don't get this done without a team of people. And she was more than a trans. Well, no, there was a day we went for a walk for I don't know, a good hour, you know, and you talk through the process. It's you learn about things that I don't know. You know, my life is totally different, and yeah. And you know, it's just crazy stuff that you hear about, and some of the stuff is it's quite emotional. And little things that you just don't understand, you know, through the, because you really can't have a long, in-depth conversation, you know. And you know, I'd look into Yulia's eyes, and she'd want to. So there would be some explanations, more explanations. You know, and then other things. She was my personal assistant at times. Yeah, helping me buy a rose and helping me find a jacket and a shirt and just helping with that and mothering. You know, she's 22, I'm 38, and Ryan, put your iPad away. You were on a date. You know, just little things. You know, well, I had the cold and I had the cold, and you need to put the jacket on. Go get your jacket right now, you know. So it's great. I mean, the whole experience is great. You can't get it done without a team of people. I think we were an excellent match, you know. You know, it's the translation is one part of it, you know, just the language portion. But you got a friend, you know, to fill that void of time, you know, instead of just sitting around waiting, you know. And you know, and I was fortunate, only one date, and here we are. But everything is great, and you know, it's just the key to the whole thing is you got to have a team of people here. I mean, just the things. I mean, when we went and bought the ring yesterday, you know, I was just typing an email. I mean, the Navy SEALs would be proud of that mission. I mean, we just boom, we went in. It was like bam, bam, bam. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, I bust out a credit card and nope, no credit card. I want to bust out cash, and it was like it was done. You know, I mean, in out back here in like 30 minutes. You know, and it was an exercise, but it was great. You know, I mean, I could write a book on this whole experience. You know, just in a week.
You know, I love it, and never underestimate Anna's shopping ability. She is a ninja warrior when it comes to shopping. She can get it done. Duh, yeah, it was kind of neat because you know we over the course of time we have friendships. We love the relationship we have with the girls too. You know, and so it's neat for us. And your Yulia, I believe, knew Anna for quite a way back, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since 7 or 8, you know.
Yeah, so childhood.
20 years.
Yeah, a childhood friend from elementary school. So, you know, it's fun because you'll see her at the socials because you know we always wanted to have her, you know, meet somebody. We're really excited, and such a cool and quality guy. So now tell me, because the real secret, I mean, we covered how you met. You're at the meet and greet events, you know, and you're going through tables and working through all this. It's exhausting the first day, learning how it goes, you know, telling him to put his iPad away, and you know, all the cool stuff to help him win. You know, we got to help. We need help. we all need help. So then you start going on dates, and how is it like to work with a translator? You know, if the guys can understand it, some guys, you know, if they haven't heard, you know, my coaching on how to work with a translator, would think it's kind of a third wheel. How can you have a deep and meaningful conversation with a person who doesn't speak your language? So just kind of talk about the dynamics and how you can truly get deeply to know somebody with a third person there.
You know, looking back on it, I don't know. It seems really simple, to be honest with you. The first date. Well, you know, we went through the whole speed dating, you know, and I wasn't really connecting with anybody. You know, I had I was looking for somebody who's pretty specific, and she kept on, well, you don't like anybody, and all of a sudden we had that connection for just a brief second, and we set up a date, and she was all excited, Vera was, and she's like, we got a date, you know, so. It was cute. It was fun, you know, and I'm the stoic man, like, you know, okay, you know, like, I can handle this. And, you know, so we picked a restaurant and it was really quite simple. You know, Yulia would talk and they had a little bit of a conversation. She would explain what was going on it was never, you know, there's always like little things, you know, but the overall picture, I knew what was going on. There's, you know, if you really wanted to define something, you had to get it a little bit more. But it really seems simple, you know, I think we were good friends all the way through.
It was very fluid.
Yeah, it was very fluid. You know, every, we did every, I mean, we went. Yeah, she speaks after a little bit of time, and after we had a little bit of break after it was just Yulia and I, then she started speaking a little more English, you know, and as the translator's there, I think then it's always Russian, you know, and it's so as soon as she was forced a little bit into, and now her English, she calls me on the phone and we'll have a conversation in English and stuff, and she understands a lot of what I'm saying, you know, I would say 90% of what I'm saying she understands. And, you know, a lot of communication, you know, is body language and looks and things of that nature and tone of voice and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, you know, all that type of stuff, you know. But, you know, we went ice skating, we did yoga, you know.
Yoga? Nice.
My back hurts.
You know, it was like hanging out with friends all the time, you know, and, you know, we go ice skating and it was just a wonderful experience, you know, all the way through.
He's my big brother.
Yeah.
Tell us about you.
She's wonderful. She's really wonderful. She's really strong. She's smart. She's beautiful. The character is you have to meet her to understand. And it took me, you know, the first date was all right and okay. And I like her, you know, everything, you know, was nice. And, I was talking about a friend that had some children and he has five children. She's like, well, how do they remember the names, you know? And I said, well, they actually tattoo them on the forehead, you know? And that kind of broke the ice a little bit, and she laughed. And I think that was kind of the moment where things kind of changed a little bit. And we walked out of the restaurant, and I held the door open, and Yulia was up front, and then Vera, and then me. And Yulia turns and says, come to me. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know. And pretty much from that moment on, we were walking arm in arm, and everywhere we went, it was just that way, you know. We went and played billiards, and you know, so the second date, she had that work schedule 9 to 9, and I was like, oh God, my whole week is going to be, you know, from after 9 o'clock at night. What am I going to do here? So we went through the second event, and I really didn't connect with anybody, and was like, all right, let's go with Yulia again and let's see how it goes. Let's go play some billiards. And it was just cool. I mean, they had never played billiards, you know, so it was fun. And they were excited and, you know, just teaching them how to play pool. And we're having a conversation. You know, Yulia knows a lot. She's been to a couple events before. You know, she knows a couple of the other people, Gala and Yulia and obviously Anna. You know, so we were just talking about, we were talking actually about Jeremy and Gala. And I said, you know, this is all through translation and this is all, you know, and we're playing pool, but this is how I heard it and this is how I understood it. You know, and I was, you know, I said, don't you think it was really kind of quick, you know, she just looks and says, I don't need 3 years to decide. I knew in 10 minutes you are my man. All you have to do is ask. So I didn't sleep for like the next 2 days, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, you know, and at that moment, I you know, I was like, wow, this woman is fabulous. And, you know, and I found out about her history a little bit, and it was overwhelming a little bit, you know, just some of the things, some of the family history. And, you know, that was an important day, I think, for us to walk and talk about it. And it's still, to me, it's not common for me. It's not how I was raised.
It's a very hard culture. A lot of ladies grow up with difficulty. Alcoholism is a problem. You know, a lot of things. And the amazing part to me, I got to tell you what I love about the ladies who come to our events. It's like, after all the difficulties, you know, the men who cheat and betray the women, the alcoholism, the difficulties they grow up with, to have a woman come here and still have hope. How do you still have hope after being kicked down so many times, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I love. You know, that's the kind of woman you want. They're strong, and they're still optimistic in the midst of everything else.
Yeah, you know, all the women are really strong. They're very mothering. Mm-hmm. But you get through... Yes, you know. All the translators, they mother us. It doesn't matter the age or difference or anything like that. I mean, they'll just turn and put your coat on and put your scarf on, or, you know, just, you know, we were walking out of the restaurant and one day and the man hands me my jacket and Yulia says, Ryan, spasiba. And, oh, okay, so spasiba. You have to tell the man thank you, you know, and then she gives you a look and you're like, okay, all right, you know, it's endearing. But you get through that they're strong, they're mothering, but then you get through that layer and they're tender. And they're really tender. You know, last night at the karaoke event, you know, you could see everybody open up a little bit. They felt safe, you know. And it was just a bunch of good people there. There was no harm to be had, and everybody was just having a wonderful time. We got to the end of the event, and Yulia looks at me and says, you know, this was the most fun I've ever had. Yeah. And, you know, that's, you know, I've been to a lot of crazy places in the world, you know, and, you know, here we are singing karaoke, you know, something she's probably done numerous times, and now we're in a setting where she can just be herself, be free, and it was wonderful. You know, it's just wonderful. Yes. You know, one of the things, you know, this will just bust me up is, you know, the way she introduces me last night. You know, we walk into the restaurant, and I had proposed to her earlier in the day, I won't even go into that story, but we walk in and she says, oh, this is Ryan. He is my future husband. He is my family. Oh. You know, and I'm just like, I'm just bust me up, you know. I'm a puddle, you know. Yeah. He is my family. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, this is at a whole nother level.
Yeah.
This is at a whole nother level, you know. Yeah, you know, the ring experience, the buying the ring is. So I decided, I was like, this is it. I mean, I cannot learn anything, you know, and I'm not going home. I'm not going to sit on Skype and.
Especially for me, it was really a surprise because I've got the message in the morning, 7:30. Oh, I want to marry Yulia. Can you help me? Can you help me with the ring? I was shocked. I woke like, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, I want to help. And we go, I went downstairs and told Anna about this, and it's really quick. So next day we bought the ring, and it happened yesterday. So yeah, I really happy because I don't know. I never had like, my friends never do it before. Like, I never helped nobody with a ring, with a engagement or something. Never. So for me, it's like he's my big brother. Yeah. And I'm really happy that I have, because I don't have sisters. I don't have brothers. I'm one child in my family. And especially you told about alcohol in Ukraine. So my parents divorced because my dad drank alcohol. So, and I have nobody like brother or sister or someone. And now I have the big brother and Yulia. He's my sister and you're my family guy. So yeah, I'm happy. Serious.
No, it, once I decided, I was like, I'm not going back to, I would go back to the United States. I'd sit there on Skype and I'd be like, I just want to be with this woman, you know, that's it. I decided that was that. And, so, you know, Anna knows the ring size. I'm like, all right, Anna knows where to go. Okay.
So Anna knows everything. She's a big boss.
Yeah, you know, so we got in the car and you know, we went into the city, and it was it got to be a little different neighborhood over there, and we got out of the car. We got out of the car and Anna's like, stick with me. I walk very fast. I mean, 6-inch heels and I'm jogging, you know. And we're, you know, in an open marketplace, zigzagging through the crowd, and you know, there's military vehicles running everywhere, and dogs, and people, and, you know, balloons, and people cooking food, and, you know, just all sorts of stuff. We walk in, and she's like, here's the ring, here's the size. Let me see, this one, and this one. They pull one out, she says, pick. And I'm like, all right, what do you like? You're not a translator now, you're a personal assistant. So we pick, so I take out my credit card. Nope, they don't accept credit card. Anna pulls out cash, takes care of it. You owe me, you know, this much money. And so then we had to find a box. And she's like, looks around. I don't like any here. And I mean, we're like in a store, another store. Look around. I don't like any here. In another store, I don't like any here. And we're just zigzagging through the through the marketplace. And she's like, "Go!" I mean, down the stairs, out the door, back into the car, back here. I mean, the whole thing was like 30, 45 minutes. I'm like, this was like a Navy SEALs band just went in and got the job done. And then we're back here and. I'm not a big secret keeper. I'm like, you know, don't tell me a secret, because, you know. Yeah. And so I got this, and I'm like, all right, you know. So I bought this, and this is it, and I'm going to give it to her.
So how did you give it to her? Tell us.
Well, we went to lunch, and it was just her and I, just Yulia and I, previously in the day, we went and did yoga. And we went and did yoga. And you get some of the days confused here, but we went and did yoga. And one of the things for me is when she comes back to the United States, she's got to have something to do. She's got to get out of the house. She's got to meet people in the community. She did, you know, and as wonderful as I may be, and you know, as exciting as my stories may be, at a certain point, she's just going to want somebody else to connect with and have friends. And I want her to be involved, you know, like have her life there, you know. So one of the things, so she does yoga, you know, so we went and I mean, she does yoga. I mean, yeah, straight up. I mean,
professional yoga.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. You know, it was just a cool experience being, you know, in a yoga studio with 25 Ukrainian women. You know, yeah, it was, you know, I'm in this pose and this instructor comes over in Russian and puts her hands on me and pushes me and all the air comes out of my lungs. Thank God it came out my lungs, you know, and I go, ooh, and the whole room just busts into laughter, you know, and I'm like, this is it. This is it. This is this. She's into yoga. There. We got something that will get her out of the house, get her into the community, get her involved with people. Yeah. You know. So Yuli and I went to lunch right after that because we were really hungry, and it was pretty quiet. You know, we were having a little conversation and. And there was a lot that I wanted to talk to her about, but I couldn't talk to her about it at that moment because I hadn't given her the ring. And, you know, so I was like, I got to get that out. I just give her the ring so I can talk to her about, you know, life, you know, like what, you know, what I want to, you know, where I see this going, you know. So I was just dropping little things, you know. I asked her about, you know, I said, one of the concerns is about making friends, you know. And, oh, no problem, you know, I'll talk to the people and I'll make friends. Okay, all right. You know, it's not important. Okay, all right. Not important to you? Okay, if she's social and she can do that, great. So I said, all right. I said, we need to go back. We need to have a conversation. You know, and I was, you know, trying to think of you know, some wild, crazy, white horse, you know, way of doing this. And I'm like, I'm just going to take her up to the room. I'm just going to just tell her what I think and see what she says, you know. But, you know, I before I said, Vera, what happens if she says no? You know, Vera's like, no way. You know, there's the woman to woman part that,
she knows what's going on.
Yeah, she knows what's going on and So, you know, I brought her up to the room. I sat her down. You know, I was just searching for words and, you know, I just screamed out, I love you. You know, I do. I don't know how to say it, but just that way, you know. And I gave her the ring and she was shocked. You know, she was really shocked. She was just, oh my God, she didn't know what to do. And she stood up and I put the ring on her. You know, I got down on one knee and did that whole thing. And
you said, will you marry me?
Yeah, I said, will you marry me? You know, I didn't come here looking for a girlfriend, you know. That wasn't my intent. You know, my intent was to find love, you know, find a wife and make family. You know, that's what I came here for. You know, first thing she did is, I got to call my aunt. And so she called her aunt, and her aunt is like, Yulia, you've known this guy for 4 days. You are crazy. Yeah. And there was like a 5-minute conversation in Russian. So then she sat there for a minute, and I could see that her eyes were just, you know, there's a million thoughts going around in her head. And I'm like, oh man, what did I do? I just turned this girl's world upside down, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to go home. I have to think, you know, for a minute, an hour. I just need to think, you know. And
she needed to realize.
Yes. Everything. You know, so I said, well, I'll walk you out. No, I need to be alone for 1 hour. And I was like, all right, okay.
Oh,
and so she leaves, and I'm like,
your brain is.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, she said yes. She's very excited. She said, don't worry, but yeah, right. You know, so I'm standing there. So I call Anna and I said, Anna, you know, well, you know, about an hour before I said, Anna, well, I'm going to wait till Friday. And but that didn't happen. And so I call Anna and Anna's like, well, yeah, I know, you know, Well, yeah, she stopped down. She called me right away and, don't worry, everything's fine. Okay. That's it. You know, Anna's very, like, to the point. It's just, bam, that's just the way it is. No worries. Everything's fine. Okay. And so, you know, then we're going to karaoke last night, and she showed up, and we went in, and then when she introduced me that way, this is what I came here for.
Yeah.
This relationship is about as simple as it could be. Mm. There's no, it's just simple. It's just really simple. It's just, you're just together, and I don't know how else to explain it. You know, other relationships that I've been in, you know, were
complicated,
you know, a million, what does this mean, that mean, all this, you know, type of stuff, and expectations, and where we're going, and all this type of stuff, you know. And I just, you know, I said to Yulia, I said, I think we'll have a fabulous life together. Okay. That was, you know, that's, she just trusts me.
I saw
you. Yeah. she said, like, when we were playing billiards, she said, I don't need 3 years. I knew in 10 minutes that you were my man. And I was like, you know, that's just the way it was. That's just, she made up her mind. And I, you know, in my mind, she's going to feel that way 100 years from now. And that won't change, you know. And you know, the really shocking part, and not shocking, but just one of the things, you know, I have other friends that are really curious about this, you know. So I'm going around with my camera, mm-hmm. taking pictures of all the beautiful women around here. And Julia just looked, why do you take the pictures of the beautiful women? I said, well, I got a lot of friends that come here and, oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Other girlfriends would have been, it would have been, days worth of conversations and doubt and all of that, you know, and the beauty of you know, the physical beauty of these women is one thing, you know, and the physical beauty of Yulia, but you got to connect, and we connected, you know, there was a connection, you know, and you know, going through the whole speed dating thing, you know, Vera's kept on saying, you don't like anybody. And there was that second where she gave me a glance and I said, okay, I'll go out with her. And, you know, because there's a lot going on and you're exhausted and you get to the end of the day and you explained your story for the umpteenth time and you're trying to make it creative and fun and, you know, and answer these questions and get really what you're trying to, what you want across, you know. And I really wouldn't have noticed her physically, or I didn't even really notice her physically more, other than I just noticed her energy to me. It was just bam. And I was like, okay.
Something happened there.
Yeah, and it was 1 second, and that was it. And
I think it's destiny, because she was free totally. She didn't have another date with another man's, no, and he didn't want another date with another woman's. So I think, yeah, it's totally destiny.
Yeah, you know, and I was kind of bummed that she had, you know, her work schedule for 9 to 9, you know, Monday through Friday. We went out Sunday, and I don't think she's worked another day since. She just
took the time off.
Yeah, she just turned around. She says, I talked to my boss, and
whole week free.
Yeah, you know, every day, you know. So I'm elated, you know.
I love the stories, you know, and for me. You know, it's funny because I'm married and I found mine, but I wouldn't miss this for anything. This is why it's funny, because the guys talk about, you know, I had one of the guys this morning saying, you know, I've been dating, I've been having an incredible time, but I realized, you know, if I don't find somebody, I would love to come back and do this again. You know, it's just like, because I got to tell you, guys, you don't understand. We joke about this in America because we bring up the word karaoke and everybody thinks, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, what are you guys going to be dancing in tutus next? I mean, you know, what on earth? Because it's such a non, it's just such a social retard thing. I said, you have no idea what this is about. You know, because we go there last night and we had almost everybody there with a translator, with a date, with somebody, and it was family, and there was laughter, and there was this incredible energy that those 3 hours are my week. I look for this time when everybody comes together, and you know, the guys don't sing karaoke, it's the girls.
Yes.
And we watch because they're so, their demeanor is so strong, and they're so polite, and their poise is so ladylike. And when they get a microphone and they get to sing, and you watch this woman who's just been so perfect with you, cut it and shake it, and you're like, oh yeah, I would have paid to be here to see this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because they can let their hair down and just have fun and play. And to me, there's something just so amazingly authentic. You know, I believe that laughter leads to love.
Yeah.
And to create opportunities for us to be carefree, to find ways to play and enjoy and experience each other in a way where, because laughter means that we find the same humor, we have the same intellectual capacity to get something, you know, and it shows an aspect of where there's a deep connection in laughter that people don't understand the psychology really behind it. So we try to create ways for people to really play and have fun. And you came up to me. It was so cute. We're about 2 hours into this. And she comes up and she just was like tearing and crying, thank you for letting me experience this. It's like, I can't believe this kind of a thing could happen. You know, and your girl says, it's the most incredible moment, the thing I've ever experienced in my life. People don't understand the sense of family that comes here, what we do to create camaraderie and brotherhood and sisterhood and love, true love, family of support, without games, without anger, without fights, without drunkenness. It's just pure love and fun and play and laughter. And so I love you made my day last night. She just goes, thank you for letting me see this.
You know, all the guys here are we've bonded over the week, and they're a great group of guys, you know, and everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own story. But the one thing that I think that I did different, Steve Jobs says you can never connect the dots going forward. You can only look backwards, you know. So this whole week that I've been emailing friends and family back home and just, you know, doing a diary of what I'm doing here and what's happening. It's important. It was important for me just to get it, express it and get it out and read it to like, okay, this is what happened. But I think some of the things that I did different that went to immediate success that the other guys aren't doing or haven't done, a couple of things. My grandfather says life waits for nobody. You know, so I came here with clear intent. I went through your stuff, all your trainings and stuff, and you know, one thing you said, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You know, so I okay, that's not important. That's not important. That's not important. Okay, so I got it down to pretty couple of bulletin points. You know, and the character was just something that I was just going to feel. Mm-hmm. As I left, my father, says, what are you trying to accomplish? When we're in business, what are you trying to accomplish? What's your goal? You know, so I had a goal, and one of the other things is when I first found, I started out, I was single, and again, I found myself single again, and I did the whole Match.com, Ian Harmony. I was like, oh, man, I've been doing Match.com and that crap for God knows how long, 10 years, and you get zero success. And then I had a friend that came over here and met a girl, and we had a family friend that married a Russian woman, and that kind of came up. And so I started looking online, and the first month I was, sending letters or sending emails and chatting, and I was like, okay, there's something here, I could tell it, but this isn't the avenue, and I kept on searching, and just by chance, it popped up on YouTube that I found your website, and, I found it on a Sunday. I think I called you 4 or 5 times Monday morning and finally answered the phone because I had just kept on calling, and it booked it, I booked it, and I was like, well, first I called mom, you know, dad, and I said, this is what I'm going to do. And they were like, cool, go for it, you know. So I was like, okay, you know, how's the rest of, you know, my friends and people going to feel about this? What are they going to think? You know, I didn't want, it's not a shady deal, you know. I didn't want it to be that I was doing something inappropriate or unethical or anything of that nature. But I got the high five from mom, so everybody else, you know, stood in second place, you know. So I went to a golfing event, and I told a whole bunch of people, guys that I know, and then other guys that, you know, I just met for the first time, and, you know, guys were of varying ages, you know, in their 30s, and some guys were single. And about 2 or 3 days later, I got a call from a guy, and I just met him that weekend, and he's like, hey, you know, hey, I played golf with you last weekend, you know, I heard that you're going, you know, on a trip, you know, to Russia. And I was like, no, I'm going to the Ukraine. And he's like, well, you know, I'd love to have a beer with you when you get home, because I'm kind of curious. And the light went off for me, and I was like, okay, there's guys out there, you know, it's not for everybody, you know, so there's guys out there that are interested. So I just went everywhere, and I was just like, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm doing. And wherever I went, I bought a pair of pants, went and got my hair cut, I was going to the chiropractor, wherever I went, I was at the gym, I'm going to the Ukraine, I'm looking for love, I'm going to find a wife and make family. That was it. I mean, everybody's like, you know, I got different reactions from different people, but, you know, some of the guys here didn't tell anybody,
yeah,
and they kept it in. And, you know, I you got to put the energy out there. And, you know, one of my teachers, Sean Stevenson, would say, "What if you want something, you got to put it out in the universe. You got to make it happen.
Clear.
Yeah, you know, you got to tell everybody, you know." And I did, you know, I went out, and this is what I'm doing. This is my mission, and or my quest, I guess. And I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, now obviously we love this man's story. It's gonna be fun to be friends and part of your life. We hope we are forever. And obviously our wives are childhood friends.
Yes.
So I say our wives already. We're not even married. Our wives are childhood friends. So I know that we'll stay connected,
yeah,
and
yeah,
love to be part of your life going forward. I would love to hear your story. This had to have been overwhelming to keep up with this, the emotions, to watch this going on, to try to balance and keep it moving forward and seeing what was happening so fast. And then seeing the dynamics of this group, just try to describe a little bit of how your brain's trying to keep up with this experience.
Oh, I will try. So for me, yeah, it was the really big experience, because he's my big brother, and we are family. And I'm really happy for him. And it's like emotionals every day, but sometimes I felt like I'm a third
wheel.
Yes. So, and I didn't want to like bother them. I wanted that they know each other more, like connections together face to face or something. But yeah, it's really fun time. And I met her. She is really deep soul personality inside. So she's my friend now.
Yeah.
So next time when I will come to the Nikolaev, yeah, I will be live with her and to meet her again and hang out. So yeah. And probably one day, hopefully, I will go live in America and we will see each other. I will come to visit my big brother, yeah, and his wife. So yeah, yeah.
I tease Vera, you know, she's got to find a good boy, and she's a good girl. I'm almost old enough to be her father, and. But I love her like a sister, and this experience was great. I mean, the team, you got to have a team. The everything, you know, Yulia and Anna are friends from childhood, and you know everything. You know, all that scam stuff and all that stuff was removed for me, you know, because of the people that were surrounded, the support system that was here, and everybody that you know, you needed 5 minutes to bounce something off of somebody, you got it. You know, I come in here one day and I needed to ask Anna something, and there was a whole bunch of people. Everybody out. Okay, everybody gone. I got my 2 minutes, and she answered my questions. You know, it was... You got to have a team of people, and it just all lined up. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, it's destiny or whatever it is. You know, I don't know. It's magic. It's great.
It is, and I can tell you, after 7 years, it's real. You know, and people wonder how you know. Now, my wife, because she had the same thing happen. You know, she comes home and immediately says, "I found my man." And her grandma says, "What, are you crazy? The first foreign man you meet, you're going to marry this guy?" And so she really took a step back. You know, she says, maybe you're right. You know, and so, you know, she played it a little cool. So I did the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. We started the visa. We just started continuing our relationship. And I didn't propose actual marriage until she was on U.S. soil. You know, because there's other parts. I had two previous marriages, and she wanted to know, is everything going to check out? Is this really going to work? And in my wife's case, she even saved the words, "I love you." She didn't want to say those until she knew it was, because she said, "I don't want to say those to a single man until I know it's going to be my husband." But today she tells me, "Honey, if I could have gone home with you 5 days after we met and on that plane with you, I would have been with you." You know, because a Ukrainian woman knows what she wants. And it is something about the heart. It's about a connection. And when they find it, and it's like two people, well, you know what you're looking for, you know what it feels like. You do that soul work like I talk about. The preparation. You already know in advance what it's going to feel like to be in her presence. That's the most important thing. You know, that's why I tell guys, you're not here just looking for a physical package. She's got to be this tall, this. It's an experience. You already feel in advance what it's like to live with this person every day, what the emotions are like, how you connect, what the energy is, what the playfulness is, what you joke about, how your energy is. And you'd be surprised sometimes you find that person is not the physical package you thought it would be, and you don't care.
Yeah, no, I've said it. You know, I didn't even recognize her physically. I saw her there, obviously, but it wasn't like, oh wow, you know, from a physical standpoint, there was just a moment where I was like, okay, all right, and
she didn't talk too much, so she just, as you said, one day she gave me just one look, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's done.
You know, I got to tell you the story. The guys, you know, have heard my story before. I don't know. This is very similar in my story. When I came over here the first time, and I thought, you know, I've been writing to somebody I thought was going to be the one. 20 letters exchanged. Of course, find out, you know, she never heard of me, basically, and I was crushed, right? This is why we had to do what we do, because the systems out there can be really bad. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, I just want to, you know, I just let down all my agendas. I said, you know, I just want to find a couple people to get to know this town. And, of course, I walk up to this table where there's two ladies, and I hadn't seen them all night. And I said, "Hi, Mark." This one says, "Hi, I'm Anna." It says, "Hi, I'm Anna." "You're both Anna?" I said, "Great. I've had a hard day. This is going to be easy for me, right?" So I said, "Can I just take you both out to dinner? Show me the town, and let's just have some fun tonight." So we both went to dinner at the restaurant right next door, whatever this is here on the top level. And the one who was a red hair, so I called her Anna Red, and my wife was Anna Blonde. And so Anna Blonde, my wife was sitting across from me, and Anna Red was next to me here. Well, Anna Red spoke English. So I spent most of the time talking to her. And my wife understood most English, but she didn't know how to speak English. So she's been quiet the whole night long, just sort of nodding at the right times, really not contributing. And there was a moment like you're talking about. I'm joking, we're having a fun here. And there's something I look over here. And I can't describe it except for what you're saying. It was deep and powerful. It was like there was something between the two of us. There's, you know, the electric light socket of the world clicked off. There was something deep in the eyes. It's like beyond the surface physical, there was something that's like there was a well, a soul that you felt. And you just go. And so Anna Red had to go to the restroom. And I'm sitting there talking with Anna, my wife. And I said, you know, "Do you know this?" Anna, she goes, "You know, I just met her tonight. You know, we're not friends." I mean, we're friends today. The other Anna Red did find somebody living in Phoenix. We got together with them. So we're friends today. But she says, "No, I just met her tonight." I said, "Well, that's good. Because I'm really not interested in you, but I really want to spend, you know, her, but I really want to spend time with you. And this is very few words spoken. And so I'm glad to hear you share that story, because it's like most people, when they hear what we do and what happens here, they don't get it. How could this be? How could somebody in so few days know you found the one? How could this happen? How could people, like people they say, you're crazy to propose marriage after 3 days? You guys were done. You're done. You know, and I see this happen. And some people, it takes a little longer until that connection happens, but I believe a lot of it is because what you said. When I talk to guys about doing the soul work ahead of time, being prepared, knowing what you're looking for, specifically I describe, I spent 3 pages in the book just journaling what an entire day would be like to live with this person. And not one paragraph in those 3 pages has to do with her physical appearance. It has to do with what our life is like, how we interact, the playfulness, the energy. And when you feel somebody and you see the look in the eye, you've seen the look in your eye in your mind before. You know what that look is going to look like. And when it happens, the world goes dark and there's one light and it's just right there. There is nothing else. And so I want to expound on that, because I really, most guys wouldn't believe me when I tell that. You know, but I mean, you had to relate it to that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just our whole time together, there's never really an uncomfortable silence. I mean, last night after the event, karaoke, everything kind of winded down, and I went to the restroom, and I come out, and it was just her and I. And we're walking down the main street here, and, you know, we walk 4 or 5 blocks, and it was cold out, and we're walking arm in arm, and we're just walking. And we just walked all the way to the hotel, and not a word was said, and it was just okay. Didn't need to be. It was just kind of, all right, that's cool, you know. And that was that. And I was just like, this is great. This is simple. I don't know. I just feel really comfortable with her. I just want to get the mountain of paperwork out of the way, and let's go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get her back to the United States, introduce her to my family. And
yeah. That's awesome. I'll share one last thought, and we'll wrap it up here. But, you know, because my wife wanted to say those words, I love you, it was bugging me. I needed to know where I stood. I go, well, I feel this, I feel like it's here. If you can't tell me that, how do I know? And she knew she needed to communicate to me. And my wife's very bright. And your wife is very deep and very bright, right? I don't want to say your wife. But so my wife, she found these words and she looked at me and she just says, honey, I don't even remember my life before the day I met you. And that's after 3 days. You know, and right there, you know.
Well, I got lost my train of thought a little bit, but one of the things that, you know, after I proposed and we went upstairs and talked for a little bit, and you know, I asked her about a wedding, and what do you want? You know, it's just kind of just seeing where her head was at. And I just want a simple wedding, but can I have a nice dress? Mm-hmm. Just very simple.
Yeah.
Just maybe some people, some family and friends around, and really simple. But they're not looking for money or anything of that nature. They're really looking for a connection, mm-hmm. and a bond and a family.
So how did Vera help you really read where she was at?
I got it from her. You know, there after we played billiards, I heard about her family life, and tough, really tough. And I wanted to know about it, but so we sat and. So I shared a little bit about my history. Okay, you know, okay, I got a couple little secrets in the closet here. Okay, we'll just reveal these. And I told her, and she was like, okay, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal. And then she started to reveal a little bit, and I was like, I could tell that it was pretty deep and heavy and had a weight to it. And I just busted up. I was just like, wow, you know. And then she stopped and she said, I cannot share. And I was like, you don't need to. You don't need to. It's fine. You know, and she's never said to me that she loves me. And it dawned on me that that when you said it, you know. But I don't doubt it. But, you know, when we walked in into the restaurant and she introduced me as my family, that was it. That was it. I was like, okay. You don't need to say it any. She didn't even need to say it, you know. It just, I know it. It's this is it. She's a simple girl. She wants love, you know. She wants to feel safe. I can provide. I'll protect her with everything I have, you know.
I think she don't need to say you. She just show you, and that's it. I think love, it's not words, it's act. She just show you, and you know it.
Thanks, guys. You guys are a family list.
That's great.
Terrific.